are here at the D. Hilton Total Reward Symposium in the Woodlands, Texas. It's beautiful here.
Humid, but beautiful.
It is. And we are with Debbie Hilton. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good to be here. And how is the show going so far? I mean, there's lots of people here, lots of buzz.
We have record attendance. It's our third year. Those with HR credentials are able to get continuing education credits. So it's certified by SHRM and by HRCI. So we have a combination of board members. We have a combination, it's board members, CEOs, and practitioners. So
very cool.
Participants. Okay. Yeah,
very nice. Great. And so what are your goals for the show? What do you want attendees to take back to their credit unions?
Well, I don't know the answer to that one. I think I have a lot of clients here that I already work with.
Yeah.
So I guess my goal is to introduce them to our other practices and to make sure that any questions that they have developed over, you know, a period of time that come up, we're able to answer.
Perfect, perfect. And you're presenting as well, right?
I am.
So do you want to give a quick little tease on what you're going to be talking about?
Sure. Well, my area of expertise at D. Hilton is supplemental executive retirement plans.
Okay.
And I've been working with credit unions and compensation for 25 years.
Okay.
Long time.
So you know a little bit about this?
Yeah, a little bit. And my presentation is basically what I talk to the boards of directors about.
Okay.
So I typically attend somewhere between 10 and 12 board meetings a month. And over the years, what I have found is that educating new board members and bringing current board members up to speed on SERP design, SERP regulations, trends in the industry, making sure that their SERP stays competitive.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things evolve over time.
Right.
So this is really about bringing everybody up to date on our most recent data, which we released in January of 2016.
How important are SERPs? Because you were just talking, before we started recording, there was, you guys were talking about some results from the survey, and
right,
it sounds like it's getting more and more important to have this.
Well, we've been doing the survey for, I think, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We send it out to CEOs, 100 million and greater in assets,
mm-hmm,
and 51% of all CEOs responded.
Oh, good. That's a great number.
It's a great number, and it's increased every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, without a doubt, we're really proud of the response ratio.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, we really focused on a couple of different questions that we found to be of growing importance.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had to do with the number of non-CEOs who are now SERP recipients themselves.
Okay.
So over the years, SERPs were primarily retention tools, recruitment tools, and retirement tools,
mm-hmm,
for CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
And really, since 2008, what we've seen is a growing number of SERPs being extended to that second tier in an organization, primarily for succession planning.
Okay.
And because so many of those executives now are at or above the IRS compensation limits.
Okay.
So when you look across the spectrum of executives in the credit union world, at the CEO level, a lot of them are within 5 years of retirement.
That's a lot.
It's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
So that really has pushed the need for that succession and retention tool piece down to that second layer.
Yeah, and it seems like these SERPs, now that they're expanding to the second tier, like you said, is a retention tool. It's an attractive type thing to,
mm-hmm,
keep the top talent in the credit union, correct?
Correct,
okay,
without a doubt. And there's very specific positions that we've been able to benchmark,
mm-hmm,
and track in terms of SERP use. So it really, there's about, it's usually a, you know, chief financial officer, chief, it's the C-suite, in other words.
Right,
so
right.
Chief lending officer, chief information officer. It's the people who, EVP, chief talent strategist.
Mm-hmm.
It that C-suite that really makes the biggest difference to the team on a cost analysis basis.
Yeah, this is such an evolving industry, evolving aspect of the industry, because as you well know, I mean, talent is hard to come by, especially the really good folks out there. And so this type of stuff is what credit unions need to be doing to get them and keep them.
Well, and at the billion-dollar level, what we've seen is just in the last few years, there's been about 34% turnover in CEOs in billion-dollar credit unions, billion-dollar or greater credit.
That's a really high number.
It's a very high number, but it has a lot to do with the baby boom impact.
Okay.
And that should stay relevant for probably the next 5 or 6 years. So the most typical place to go for replacements at that level is either the next level internally or outside to a smaller organization and or other C-suite executives. Gotcha. So it really has been an expansive process over the, I mean, we've seen like 5 to 10% growth in number twos getting SERPs just in the last 2 years since we did our last survey.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
This is so
it's
interesting.
Difference.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, I'm going to get you off the hot seat here, wrap up here. What do you see going into wrapping up 2016 and going into 2017? Kind of more of the same that's going on, or anything we should be aware of, credit union should be aware of?
You know, I think going into next year, especially in a rising interest rate environment, hopefully, right? I think that the need for credit unions to make sure that they hire the best and the brightest. No one wants to hire a on-the-job trainee, especially at that level.
Right.
And so in order to recruit those people, you have to have a competitive compensation package. And that means base, variable pay, and the retirement piece. And that probably is the biggest driver for SERP increase in the last 2 years. We'll be starting our 2017 SERP survey will be, I guess, released in next year.
Okay.
I expect those numbers to continue to grow.
Look forward to that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Debbie, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Great message to end on.
Enjoy.